This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Republican congressional candidate Gabe Evans visited the southern border. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports he's running in the toss-up 8th congressional district north of Denver.
Evans made the same pilgrimage that many Republican candidates have done to the border to highlight problems he says stems from policies implemented by the Biden-Harris administration and supported by Democratic Congresswoman Yadira Caraveo, who currently represents CD8. Evans says he'd back building a wall, hiring more Border Patrol officers, and other restrictions. The number of people crossing the border has decreased this summer because of a partial ban on asylum claims implemented by the current administration. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Opponents of Pueblo's syringe ban say last week's court ruling might have kept needle exchanges open across the state. A judge blocked Pueblo's ban, saying the city's ordinance contradicted state law. The ACLU's Tim McDonald says there's evidence that other cities were considering similar proposals.
And this decision should help establish the precedent that state law authorizes these programs and cities cannot countermand state law by criminalizing the public health services that the syringe exchange programs provide.
Proponents of the cited public health concerns amid reports of discarded needles in public spaces. An annual count of people experiencing homelessness in El Paso County shows a 12% drop over last year's survey. That includes fewer unhoused military veterans. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.